You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 24 to 31. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men, and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. This passage is quite instructive. First, you want to note that Jacob at this point had been so blessed, the way we usually think of blessings sometimes. Materially, he has so much. He has so much children and so on, but he recognized he wasn't blessed. Now, sometimes we confuse the provision of God with the blessing of God. Yes, you can say that God's provision is also his blessing, but I often differentiate it. Rather than say that God has blessed me with money, I prefer to say God has provided money, because we are already blessed in Christ. So you will notice that Jacob recognized that he wasn't blessed. He said, "Bless me." Now, why would he ask for blessing when he had all cattle, he had so many things, he had food to eat, he had wives, he had children? He understood what blessing really is. Then it's also instructive that it was his insistence to be blessed that led to his blessing. Because whoever fought with Jacob was saying, "Let me go." And Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So I was like, so what if Jacob had said, "Okay, let me allow this person to go." But this person insisted on true spiritual blessing. Now, some people may start debating, "Oh, who fought with Jacob? Was it God? Was it a man? Was it this?" That's not what is relevant. What is relevant is what the Holy Spirit is trying to show us. And there's one key that is very important. The Bible says, after all the encounter and his joint was dislocated, that when he was walking, he leaned on his lip. Why is God showing us all of this? It is this. You see, Peniel is the place of the cross. Everybody that comes to Jesus, you must go through the cross. Today, many people say that they've come to the cross, but they don't limp. There is nobody that comes to the cross that will not limp, because the cross will crush you. The cross will damage you. The cross will kill your sinful nature. And so you are going to limp. When we see you limping, we know that you have been to the cross. You see, you don't need to see a woman having sex with her husband. But when you see her stomach shooting out, you know that she had had sex with her husband. When you see somebody limping, you know that this person had been to the cross. The sign of the cross in her life is limping. You will no longer do the things you used to do. You will see that the cross has dealt with many aspects of your life. It has affected your taste. It has affected your dressing. It has affected your talking. It has affected your anger. It has affected so many things. You will begin to leap. Brethren, are you leaping? Does your life reveal that you have passed through the cross and that something has been dislocated in you? May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7800. 5:2. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.